ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The toll from the Taiwan earthquake this morning, as of right now, 9 people killed, more than 1,000 injured. 143 are still trapped, including 70 miners in 2 coal mines near the epicenter, which is about 60 miles south of Taipei. A powerful spring storm overnight in the middle part of the country, Kentucky declaring a state of emergency. This is an EMS spokesman in a suburb just outside Louisville on the damage there.
The roof from one house went across the street and ended up into another home. Within a matter of what seemed like minutes, it went from about 70, 75 degrees and sunny to suddenly pitch black and debris flying.
World Central Kitchen founder Chef Jose Andres writing in an op-ed this morning in today's New York Times that Israel is better than the way this war is being waged. He's responding to the Israeli airstrike that left 7 of those working for his charity dead in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving a pair of constitutional amendments that would ban the use of private money for elections and limit who can be involved in the voting process. Supporters say they're necessary steps to safeguard election integrity in Wisconsin, but opponents say they could leave local election operations underfunded and understaffed. The amendments will become part of the Constitution when yesterday's vote is ratified in a few weeks. Donald Trump is endorsing U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde, who was at the former president's rally in Green Bay yesterday.
Republicans must win. We want to landslide. We want it to be too big to rig.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He'll campaign in Madison on Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. There were a number of school referendum questions on the ballot in yesterday's spring election. The Richland School District's 2 referendum questions passed. The first question, a non-recurring operational referendum seeking to exceed the revenue limit by $9.8 million over the next 4 years, passed with 1,207 yes votes to 1,068 no votes. The second question, a capital referendum seeking $27,160,000 for facility improvement projects and upgrades, passed with 1,141 yes votes to 1,129 no votes. The River Valley School District's referendum questions were both defeated yesterday. The first question included renovations at the elementary, middle, and high schools. It failed with 56% voting no. The second question included a building project at the high school. That question failed with 66% voting no.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
The Bucks take on the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks against the Memphis Grizzlies at Fiserv Forum tonight. The Bucks are 29-8 at home this season, but 18-20 on the road. Last night, Milwaukee lost to the Wizards in D.C. 117-113. Doc Rivers says it's something he has to fix.
I've actually been sitting back and watching everything. Our travel crew, everything. And I've made a lot of notes. Now, I won't share that, but we don't bring the necessary professionalism, seriousness on the road. That's something we're going to have to fix.
Baseball. The Brewers have tomorrow off before hosting the Seattle Mariners this weekend. Yesterday, the crew held on to beat the Twins 3-2 at AmFam Field. Second-year man Bryce Tarang.
That's what you want. You want guys to be together. And that's what we're trying to create, and we are creating right now, is just playing as a team, playing together, and being comfortable being here, you know, so, which has been good.
That's Brewers second baseman Bryce Tarang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Snow continues and may mix with a little rain this afternoon as highs climb to the upper 30s. Around an inch of accumulation is likely, and we are now in a wind advisory until 10 p.m. Gusts could peak at 50 miles per hour, causing potential power outages. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff. Coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join the show. Call, text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can also email the show directly if you have a guest or a topic or something happening in your town that you would like us to kick around. Just send it in to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. A special edition of Public Cervix Announcement with double the doctors, Dr. Kristen Lyerly and Dr. Laura Hanks, going to be joining us at 11:33 for our special PCA today. If you have a question for the doctors, doesn't have to be OBGYN related.
Never.
Can be anything. Mm-hmm. We've talked about all kinds of things from measles to ED to whatever it is. It's an open discussion. No need to be embarrassed. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. The eclipse is going to happen on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine actually lives outside of Austin, Texas, which is going to have totality. And I did look over the weekend to check on flights.
Yeah.
They were almost $1,000.
Do you think it's because of the eclipse? You really do?
Yes,
okay,
I do.
All right.
Because if I left next Wednesday, it was like $700. Thursday, it was $800. Friday, it's $900. And then it's all over $1,000.
I think this is a sign then. I think this is a sign from above that says you should get in that car.
Start driving.
Yep. Make your way down to Texas to see the dark.
To see the dark. It is supposed to be really impressive. I have never seen a total solar eclipse. It's supposed to be emotional.
Well, when I was in Texas last October for my friend's wedding, that's the thing, is I always feel like an eclipse happens. It's never happening again for like 1,000 years, but it's always different. Like, this is a lunar, this is a solar, this is a partial, this is a thing. I just remember they gave out glasses because the wedding was at 11 a.m.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Done by noon.
Okay.
And they gave out glasses afterwards for all us to come out of the church and watch. And it was actually pretty amazing because the darkness isn't dark. It's a weird
twilighty.
It's
kind
a twilighty, like almost like they've covered you in like a mesh. And then you're looking at the sun and it's just, it is pretty cool. It is very, very cool. But I will say this, I would never travel for it.
It's something I would like to see before, you know, before the big goodbye. It's kind of on my bucket list.
Well, I got depressing really fast.
Well, it's just the truth. I don't think it's depressing. It's just as a statement of fact. All right. Very excited to have our next guest join us. He is the Wisconsin Director of Skills USA. What am I doing? There we go.
We were doing the same thing at
the same time. There he is. Jake Mim is here. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Very, very excited to have you with us. Going to talk about Skills USA. You are the state director of Skills USA Wisconsin, Jake. So tell us about this. The conference is happening next week, April 9th and 10th at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. So who is this aimed at? Who is this for? Why should we care?
Yeah, that's an interesting ask, right, Jane? And a lot of people like to focus on, when they hear about Skills USA, a lot of people tend to focus on what the competitions are, right? And although competitions are part of what we do, really Skills USA, I can give you kind of a backdrop if you'd like that.
Sure.
Skills USA was founded in 1965 in the United States. Wisconsin adopted it in 1973. And what it is it's essentially a CTSO, a career and technical student organization. So I actually am employed by the Department of Public Instruction, but part of my job is as state director for Skills USA is to run Skills USA as an organization within the state. So each consultant for the different CTE, career and technical education, all have their own CTSO. Ours is Skills USA. So when people think of ag, they think of FFA. When they think of business and marketing, they think of FBLA. We are Skills USA, and our job or our work is to empower students to become skilled professionals, right? And career-ready leaders and responsible community members. So what we're doing is developing the entire student. You are asking about specifically the highlight of our year in Wisconsin, and that is our state conference with over 1,500 competitors that are going to show up the 9th and 10th at the Alliant Energy Center. And that is comprised of secondary, middle school, and post-secondary. There's 177 post-secondary people competing this year in over 80 different competitions. And that is coming up this spring. But I'd be happy to talk about more about the big picture of what Skills USA is or information on the conference, depending on what you're interested in.
Well, I'm curious, Jake, what kinds of competitions are they gonna perform next week
right.
in Madison?
That's a great question. So in Madison, in the different competitions, I always like to explain people with tech ed type courses because this is a CTSO for tech ed teachers, right? So anybody taking the old shop classes, what we used to call them, or the engineering or construction and architecture, these are the competitions that highlight those opportunities. But it's not just the skilled trades in the labor market. We have things in automated manufacturing, which deals with robotic programming, urban search and rescue. We have medical related math. We have sheet metal. We have masonry, carpentry, teamworks. So there are a lot of things in the trades, but there are also drone search and rescue, drone competition. There are high tech type positions. There are a lot of programming that works right in conjunction with our two-year technical colleges and courses that they offer, electricity, electronics. And so it goes on and on and on. I could get really excited about it, as you can tell, because it's super cool to me. For me, I was a teacher for the last 25 years in the classroom as a tech ed teacher. I came out of that space and hopped into this role. And it's our sports team for tech ed, right? It's who we shine up and put out on the field to go compete and rub elbows with other kids in the state to see if they got what it takes to place. Because if they win here at state over the next couple of days, next Tuesday and Wednesday, they get an opportunity to go to nationals down in Atlanta, Georgia, where there'll be over 15,000 people competing at the national level. So it goes up another space. And you have all your big players with business and industry that are supporting and backing what Skills USA represents, because essentially we are trying to fill the skills gap. And that is between the things that we learn in class and the opportunities that we explore outside of class in our student organization, Skills USA, in order to be able to round the whole student, right? Here's what school is. Here's what you can do. Here's the businesses that are interested. Here are the job opportunities that are available to you. So that's really kind of the full circle of what Skills is representing.
That sounds absolutely amazing, Jake. You know, one thing you said that raised my ears big time was the trades. And that's something that I've talked about many times here, the importance of trades, the trades programs, trade schools. We had Richard Barnhouse from WCTC here about a month ago, talking about how WCTC is going to be leading the way in AI technology. And I feel like, you know, when we think of the trades, we think of plumbing, we think of mason work, we think of very hands-on, like, you know, in the dirt type of work. But it almost feels like there's a new sense of trades coming up in the technological world that you all are touting and getting out, especially to the kids to say, hey, you know, it sounds like a dirty statement to say out loud, but maybe the four-year college isn't your thing. Maybe your interest is more in this school that will teach you how to do exactly what you love to do, that'll get you a job, that'll get you paid, and get you doing what you love. And it sounds like that's what this program and this event is going to do.
Yeah, 150%, Greg. I mean, so here's the, I think we've hit a paradigm shift, right? The adage of when, maybe I'm not trying to judge an age, but I could tell you in the 80s and 90s, you know, that was the push, right? Mm-hmm. Four-year schools are the way to success.
Yes.
Somehow we shamed the blue-collar work, if we're going to call it that. But for some reason, out of need, necessity, want, kids are proud to put on the brand. They're proud to put on the work bibs, the yellow shirt, and say, I am a worker. Mm-hmm. I can provide for my family. I get a little emotional about that because it's the truth. And I've been talking about it for 25 years, and I can't express any more that the time is now that finally people are attracted to these jobs, and this is the space of where they can be successful, and we put them on a pedestal instead of putting them in a corner.
And I just think that the pride that has to be involved in even small projects, but being part of a bigger construction project in your community. I always think about Fiserv Forum and all the people that were involved in building that and putting that together. And I had the opportunity to talk to some women who were working on some crews, and it's like, yeah, it's pretty cool when I can drive by with my kids and say, mommy was there.
I did that.
I was part of making that happen.
Yeah, Jane. And that's just it, right? I see it from the classroom into the student, but really it's the big picture of when they walk out of school, what next? What are my options next? So we celebrate two-year schools, four-year schools, the military. We have a military presence at Skills too, because these kids need to understand that it is, the learning is not going to stop. It's going to happen from somewhere else. And the trades and industry have really stepped up to have recruitment tools and youth apprenticeships and train people on site, as well as the manufacturing sector. So those are big spaces that we work in. It's not until we get out into the grown-up space that we recognize that those are the things that people are doing on the everyday. They're building those spaces. They're making the products that we just consume and use every day without realizing. But you nailed it on the head. Is like people are finally saying, yeah, I did that, or I helped contribute to that. And there's a sense of pride, no doubt. And I get overwhelmed with it because my own kids are making the same choices right now. I have one in college, one that's making some, you know, career two-year type choices, and one that's in middle school and it's not sure yet. And that's totally natural. But I spent all this time talking about how many different pathways there are to success within the career and trades and industry. And we're finally here. We're at the precipice of this is the time. And so SkillsUSA, it relates that gap with the students coming out of the classroom, helps them be successful, round them as an individual by doing resumes and practicing interviews and presenting their ideas to adults and professionals that are in the different career tracks that they're actually competing in. So that's the special relationship that we have an opportunity to provide for these kids.
Jake Mim is our guest. He's the state director of SkillsUSA Wisconsin, talking about their competition that's coming to Madison next week, the State Leadership and Skills Conference on April 9th and 10th. If you have time, Jake, we can keep it for another segment. I would like to talk more about some of the specific competitions that we can look forward to next week.
Sure.
Stay close.
That'd be great.
You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair. On air, Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the conversation, call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very excited to have our guest with us. Jack Mim is the State Director of Skills USA Wisconsin, and they're having their State Leadership and Skills Conference next week in Madison, April 9th and April 10th, with over 1,500 middle and high school students competing in various things. But Greg, you had a question for Jack.
We had a comment on the live stream, and I wanted to clarify this event. This is not a competition for jobs. This is a competition between different individuals. You know, it sounds like a science fair in a sense, where you're coming together, working together, and you are given a challenge, and those challenges are met or not, and there may be awards for them. But this isn't like you walk out of here with a job because you are the best. Can you clarify what that point would be?
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. Good point. So here's the build. Throughout the year, we offer various competitions throughout the year. There's welding competitions in the fall. They're rather small. They simply weld at those competitions. Yeah. They lead into districts. Well, a district event will host 15 to 20 different events that they can compete in. They win first, second, and third. That builds into regionals at a variety of technical colleges and universities around the state. There's six different regionals. And then after regionals comes state. And right, kids aren't walking out of here with jobs, quote unquote. However, there's a lot of representation from business and industry there. And with that, sometimes people have conversations about, would you come work for me? Yeah, that does happen. However, you're exactly right. There are national standards that are written through all, there's 116, I think, different national competitions that are offered through Skills USA. We're offering 73 at the high school division, over 80 in total with high school, middle school, post-secondary. But in that, each one has technical standards that are written for that particular event. For example, 3D printing and design. Well, the technical standards would say, okay, on your own time, you need to do X, Y, and Z. So students might have to design something on their own time and then bring in a portfolio and their 3D printed part for presenting in front of a panel of judges that review their work and look at it, et cetera. So part of the work might be done before the conference and then finish up when we're at the conference. Another example would be, let's say, sheet metal. Well, they literally, on the Energy Alliant Energy floor, they bring in the sheet metal work and have an entire station where kids have to bend, fold, and, you know, make something, create something that due to certain parameters that they have. So there's diesel equipment tech. There'll be big on the floor. There'll be semi-tractor trailers there and engines that kids are specking out and rebuilding. Yeah, that actually happens on the floor. There's cosmetology. So there's barbering, believe it or not, crime scene investigation, industrial robotics, job interview, medical terms, urban search and rescue, technical related math.
Goodness.
I go on until I hit the 80s.
Jake, keep going. I want to know about everything.
And welding, you know, some of our biggest attractions, like you had said, sometimes the trades are really big. So welding for over a decade will be maxed out at 60. It's a huge attraction. Welding is, which is good because we need more and more welders, but not just infrastructure and not just wire feed. We need people that can still stick and do, pipeline and do rig and structuring. But that's a big one. Another big one, team engineering challenge. There's 72 teams, so it'd be 216 individuals, teams of three that come and compete for an engineering challenge. UW Stout is putting that one on this year. So a design challenge is written. Okay, you got to build a car that goes 10 feet and launches a ball over a 5-foot barrier and lands into a bucket. And whoever does it the most proficiently, right, scores, and they have to put together a portfolio, have the drawings, yeah. They are in professional attire, present to a series of judges, and every competition bases themselves off of 1,000 points. So, and truly, it gets down to the really nitpicky stuff if kids are really good by the end of it. And so that's where the professionals come in for their judging and gleaning out who wins, you know, first, second, or third. So yeah, it's all over the place, from welding to teamworks to, what was another one? Well, screen printing could be something in there.
I want to learn more about the drone competition. I would think that would be just, everybody would want it. I want to be a drone pilot, man.
That's easy. So, I can just do it from home. Like, I'm a drone pilot. Awesome.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how it goes. Yeah. Midwest Labs started this competition a couple years ago. It is on the national level also, but they have a drone cage in there and they have to fly it and do certain things and certain obstacles that they have to do. But there is also an urban search and rescue where they have to program a robot, right, to do certain tasks on a field, right? So there's a variety there. And there's also manufacturing automation where they have to program robotic arms, a 6-axis cell. Fanuc is there, and they donate the robotic cells. Kids are actually working on 6-axis, the yellow arm. You know, if you've ever seen the yellow arm in business and industry or robotic arms, they're literally programming those things to do tasks right on the competition floor.
Jake, we have a call. Tom from Grafton apparently has a question. Good morning, Tom. Did you have a question for Jake?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a nephew who had trouble in high school, and so he did not graduate. Would you know what's required for people to get into the trades? Do they need a high school education, or do they need at least equivalency or GED?
Yeah, that's a little bit out of my league, and that depends on the company that would be hiring, but I don't necessarily know that any particular companies has to have that as part of their requirement, although I would certainly think that most are going to be asking for one or the other.
Probably a GED, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And those companies may have programs where if you want to sign up for, especially if it's an apprenticeship, they might help you get along with that and get that information and get you what you need to be required to be a part of their program.
Jake, Bim is our guest. We're talking about Skills USA Wisconsin, which is meeting next week in Madison at the Alliance Center. It's got to be such a thrill for these kids, Jake. And is the public allowed to come and watch?
Yep, 100%. So it is open to public. We ask that people stop in at registration so we can at least get you a name tag. But we've had quite a few inquiries, and this is one of our ways to help recruit new chapters that are considering. I know of at least 5 schools that are coming with kids to come witness of what's happening. It is something to behold, because there might only be 1,500 competing, but there's a lot more people there. There's over 300 technical chairs, so now you're up to 1,800 people plus spectators. So there's a lot of people walking around. Opening and closing ceremonies is a nice spectacle to see also. So it's a show, that's for sure. And we try to be akin to what's happening at the national level to give these students an experience that they'll remember for life.
Well, give them all our best wishes and good luck to everybody. It's been so interesting. Jake, thank you so much for joining us to talk about Skills USA Wisconsin, their big leadership and skills conference next weekend in Madison. Jake Mim is the state director. Thanks a lot, Jake. Take care.
Thank you.
Stay close. News is on the way next, and then it's a special edition of the public service announcement. Keep it here. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
morning on the Earl Ingram Show. Join me for In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, only on Civic Media.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy are sending him a clear message. At least 47,000 Democratic primary voters voted uninstructed yesterday. Anthony Chergosky teaches political science at UW La Crosse. He predicted this week the protest vote would be much bigger than 20,000.
I think it was quite shrewd of them to set that expectation, because when they most likely exceed that expectation, it will be viewed as a smashing success.
Chergosky spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Governor Evers is keeping his promise to veto a bill to ban transgender athletes from women and girls' school sports in Wisconsin. Critics say it was a shot in the culture war that would have harmed LGBTQ plus youth. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Rock blasting operations along the west side of Wisconsin 130 north of the river is scheduled to start this week, tentatively tomorrow, but may be pushed to Thursday or Friday depending on weather. Blasting is necessary to fracture the rock in order for it to be excavated down to final roadway and ditch limits, and the material will be hauled to Long Island to complete roadway fill. The contractor will be conducting the blast in small, safe increments to minimize vibrations and fly rock as much as possible. Both directions of traffic on Wisconsin 130 will be stopped by flaggers for approximately 15 minutes for each individual blast. Currently, officials are anticipating one or two blast traffic stops daily for 5 to 7 consecutive working days, again dependent on weather and other field conditions. As a safety precaution, Brace Memorial Park will be closed continuously on weekdays and nights once blasting operations start. The park will be reopened for the weekend when blasting work is not occurring. For safety reasons, spectators will not be allowed near the work zone. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulak.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If only acting desperate on a podcast made you a better actor. Tori Spelling informed her husband of 18 years and the father of her 5 children, Dean McDermott, that she is filing for divorce. Normally, that's not news because no one remembers Tori Spelling, which is why she decided to inform her husband of her intentions on her podcast while he was at work. Spelling even told her listeners, "He's at work, you guys. This sucks." Spelling elaborated on the podcast, saying their relationship has never been the same since they had kids. Well, duh. Taylor Swift has been crowned Artist of the Year at the 12th Annual iHeartRadio Awards. Swift accepted the award that was voted on by fans in a pre-recorded speech where she teased there were some exciting things coming up. That's probably true, given that Swifties get excited when they see Taylor watching a game they know nothing about. Swift also won for Artist of the Year and Tour of the Year. Her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, drops April 18th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Snow continues and may mix with a little rain this afternoon as highs climb to the upper 30s. Around an inch of accumulation is likely, and we are now in a wind advisory until 10 p.m. Gusts could peak at 50 miles per hour, causing potential power outages. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
There's nothing really wrong with me. I'm just missing my man. So, honey, please, come on home as soon as you can.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Sweet Gal B, all coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.